Shamati, article number 8, page 39. It's article Chet in the Hebrew Shamati. What is the difference between a shade of Kedusha and a shade of Sidra Acha? It is written, until the day breathes and the shadows flee away. We must understand what are shadows in the work and what are two shadows. The thing is that when one does not feel his providence, that he leads the world in a matter of good that doth good, it is regarded as a shadow that hides the sun. In other words, as the corporeal shadow that hides the sun does not change the sun in any way, and the sun shines in its fullest power. So one who does not feel the existence of his providence does not induce any change above. Rather, there is no change above, as it is written, I, the Lord, do not change. This means, I, the Lord, do not change. The upper light is in complete rest. The Creator fulfills the whole world. There is none else besides Him. Besides what is towards man, there are changes, except what is towards man. That he feels more, he feels less. The work starts by a desire, a small desire awakening within a man called the point in the heart. This desire is for something that does not exist in this world. This desire, it comes from that broken kli, his soul, that has reached the dimension of a mere point, and now it is discovered within a person. And this desire is in concealment, meaning that a person, he feels only the desire. But who does the desire come from? He doesn't feel this. What is the desire for? He also does not feel that. And these are the two concealments. These two concealments that work on a person. A single concealment upon who awakens him. And the second concealment, the double concealment, where he feels within these concealments a bitter taste. And this means shadows that work on a man. So, till the day shall come, everything will clear up, and then these shadows will go by. This is how we advance. However, all the changes are in the receivers, and in this concealment, you must discern two changes. A person has to see that these concealments, they are as if outside of him. And then he asks to take off this concealment, which is something outside of me. I want everything to clear up. Till he starts understanding that the concealment is in him, that he is in a flaw. And this flaw makes this concealment upon him. It's like we sometimes hear like noises in the air. Where? What? Till we understand that it's in my ear, not even in my mind, or it seems to me like something, that it seems that a person, he has a feeling that something is ahead of him and it's a certain obstruction in his vision, like in the eye or in the ear. So although all the changes, it seems to him that they're outside of him, but all of the changes are in the receivers. We must observe two discernments in this shade, meaning in this concealment. The first, when one still has the ability to overcome the darkness and the concealment that one feels, justify the Creator and pray to the Creator, and the Creator will open his eyes to see that all the concealment that one feels come from the Creator, meaning that the Creator does all that to a person so that one may find one's prayer and yearn to cleave on to Him. This is so because only through the suffering that one receives from Him, wishing to break free from the trouble and flee from the torments, then one does everything he can. Hence, when receiving the concealment and the afflictions, one is certain to make the known cure, to do much praying that the Creator will help him and deliver him from the state he is in. In that state, one still believes in His providence. This means that the Creator works on a person on the one hand through a bad sensation, a bad feeling, and on the other hand in providence. Revealed providence, seemingly revealed. It's also not revealed because revealed providence cannot exist if he is feeling bad. But it's obvious to a person that it comes from the Creator. That it comes from the Creator, what he's feeling now. That the Creator, he made it so for him to feel this as something bad. And then there is the work. Why will I ask of the Creator to take it from me? Maybe He won't take it. Maybe the main thing is for me to feel Him. So even though it is bad, it comes as a sweetening. Or even if I feel bad and I ask this bad to leave me, but I know that if this bad will leave me, then I'll stop feeling and referring to the Creator. So I fear this bad to leave me. Or I start thinking, but if I feel bad, then I think that the Creator, He caused me to feel this bad, and then here I have this revelation. Here I have the concealment, where the Creator, He seemingly sends me this evil. So I have to find out that this evil, it doesn't come from the Creator, from the outside, but this evil is because I have a flaw within me, and then against it I feel that evil. So I maybe need to turn to the Creator to correct this flaw in me, but in a way in which I will feel that I receive from Him, but good. Now, what will I receive the good from Him for? Maybe I'll, in order for me to enjoy this good, and then if I'll enjoy the good and everything is going to be good, then why should I feel the Creator? It's possible that it will put out one's sensation, the feeling in which he's in, that he exists, and he causes all this to, till he makes all of the calculations and understands and he reaches such a desire where I want the Creator to neutralize the evil. If instead of the evil I want to feel good, because I don't want to say about Him that He causes me this evil, and I, in my sensation of good, I want to bring Him contentment. I want to feel that I cause Him this contentment. There are many, many different thoughts here and different calculations. What yes or what's not, till one takes a decision, but nonetheless, he is in one tzelem. Sorry, not in tzelem, but in one shadow. The shadow is only here. On the one hand, and that seemingly the Creator, He sends him something evil, but it is open, it is revealed before Him that it comes as providence from the Creator. B, when one comes to a state where he can no longer prevail and say that all the suffering and pain one feels are because the Creator has sent them to him, so as to have a reason to ascend in degree. one comes to a state of heresy. This is ordinarily if the suffering are extremely great. The Creator, He plays with man. In single concealment, double single, He shows a person where is this point of weakness. He adds a bit more evil. In person, He forgets about the Creator. He is immersed in more evil, a bit less evil. Then, as a result of the evil, he can connect his condition to the Creator. And this is how he constantly swings from side to side. And nonetheless, no matter how much evil he feels, he will not detach from the sensation of the Creator, but will try to justify this evil. Because if he does not justify the evil, then the Creator disappears. Then one comes to a state of heresy. This is because one cannot believe in his providence. Heresy means that the connection between him and the Creator ceases. Here we have the suffering, and here the connection with the Creator. And then there is a calculation. How much suffering, what is the extent of the suffering, and what is the extent of the connection? That a person can hold together on condition he can justify it. He can hold them together on condition that he justifies the suffering. Meaning, although he feels them, he immediately gives them a justification, these sufferings. Now, on this condition, he can feel the Creator. Here, he justifies the suffering. Then from here, he has the Creator. Suffering. And here we have revelation. The moment he can no longer justify the suffering, then immediately the connection with the Creator disappears. He stops feeling that it comes from the Creator.
Since he cannot have faith in the Creator's providence, and therefore he cannot pray anyway. To have faith, to believe, means to feel connection with the Creator. Connection with the Creator equals to have faith. The sensation of the Creator is called faith. It follows that there are two kinds of shadows, and this is the meaning of, and the shadows flee away, meaning that the shadows will flee from the world. In other words, not only there was a concealment over the good that the Creator sends to him, and he felt it as evil, but that evil was justified. It doesn't matter that I feel bad, but I feel the Creator. I have a connection with him. So there is one concealment over the good feeling, which is the bad feeling, and when the evil overpowers and the connection with the Creator stops, then arrives the second shadow, and then one completely leaves the sensation of the spiritual realm. And the shadow of Klipa, shell, is called another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. In Kedusha, holiness, however, it is called under its shadow I delighted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. That means that in the state where a person is, in the middle, all his struggle is to justify or not to justify, and how to justify, and to which extent justify the Creator. And here he has the possibility to be either in the shadow of Kedusha or in the shadow of the other side. How can he accept the concealment here. Again, the shade of klipa shell is called another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. In kedusha sanctity, however, it is called under its shadow I delighted to sit and its fruit was sweet to my palate. That is, how do I accept the shadow as something sweet by which I advance? Again, this thing that it's good and sweet could be deciphered in several ways. Either this shadow promotes me towards adhesion, or I fail. In fact, the state is only one. The shadow is one. It depends on a person. What does he do with this state? Then it will be either a shadow of Kedusha or a shadow of the other side. In other words, one says that all the concealments and the afflictions one feels are because the Creator has sent him these situations so that one would have a place to work above reason. When one has the strength to say that is, that the Creator causes him all that, it is to one's benefit. This means that through that one can come to work in order to bestow and not for oneself. At that time, one comes to realize, meaning believes, that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built entirely above reason. It turns out that then a person does not pray to the Creator that the shadows will flee from the world. Rather, one says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve Him in this manner, entirely above reason. Thus, in everything one does, one says, of course the Creator enjoys this work. So, why should I care if I work in a state of concealment of the face? Because one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy. Hence, he has no abasement from this work, meaning a sensation that he is in a state of concealment of the face, that the Creator does not enjoy this work. Instead, one agrees to the leadership of the Creator, meaning however the Creator wants one to feel the existence of the Creator during the work, one agrees wholeheartedly. This is so because one does not consider what can please him, but considers what can please the Creator. Thus, this shade brings him life. In other words, it is not pleasant for him to have a connection with the Creator, and therefore he is willing to bear some bad sensation, such as shame, like we said before, like we talked about. On the one hand, a person is in a very unpleasant situation, like a fire that burns him. On the other hand, he reveals that it comes from the Creator, but he prefers to have the connection with the Creator, and eventually, if this is more worthwhile for him, then the calculation is egoistic. On the one hand, he has a desire for the Creator to be revealed. On the other hand, he feels blows. Then he exchanges the cow for an ass. Either he starts seeing that the Creator brings him that state and he agrees because he wants to justify the providence, until he reaches a state where he doesn't care if it's good or bad, not because he feels good or bad, but because he wants to go faith above reason and cling to the Creator. There are all kinds of calculations here, like we spoke about before, until a person achieves a calculation that is only for the sake of the Creator. Then the shadow that he uses will be the shadow of Kedusha, holiness. That means that he doesn't think about what's worthwhile for him or not, but he calculates with respect to the Creator. That's a problem. Usually, we start from wanting to have the revelation of the Creator. We even prefer to suffer. Like Baal Sulam writes, the greatest punishment is that the Creator is concealed from man. Perhaps we don't understand it that much, but there are more people who avoid having good things for that. But a person who advances starts having new vessels in which he wants to feel the Creator. And the need for that is so urgent that he is willing to suffer. He receives the appreciation for this from the group, from the books. He labors for that. So, of course, revealing the Creator, even if the Creator causes bad to him, then it's a good, it's a great gift because he reveals the upper force. So we have to understand that this vessel is also a vessel of reception that we acquired on the way. It might be towards godliness, but in fact it is a klipa. It is willing to feel the Creator, even though it feels bad. It is the klipa within us, because it wants to feel the fulfillment for itself. From that, we later on come to new discernments, where we want to discover the Creator, because He has contentment by that. These are words in the meantime. But the person wants to feel that the Creator enjoys from him. That's the next phase. And afterwards, he even wants to be in a state where he doesn't feel that the Creator enjoys from him. So it won't be as a proof and some excellence for him. But even not to feel, to whom do I give and do I give? So much detached from his vessels of reception. This is called under its shadow I delighted, meaning one covets such a state where one can make some overcoming over above reason. Thus, if one does not exert in a state of concealment when there is still room to pray to that Creator, that he will bring him closer, and he is negligent in that. Hence, one is sent a second concealment in which one cannot even pray. That means that he loses connection with the Creator. That is called a second shadow. This is because of the sin of not exerting with all one's might to pray to the Creator. For this reason, one comes to a state of such lowliness. However, after one comes to that state, one is then pitied from above, and again, one is given an awakening from above. The same order begins anew, until finally, one strengthens in prayer, and the Creator hears his prayer, and brings one near, and reforms him. All the actions happen from above, but a person should only discern as much as possible and be alerted to the discernments that the Creator brings him. Questions? The group from Chile asks, how is it possible to know that the Creator enjoys our actions? The Creator always enjoys.
Like,
But we're talking about the only true reality that exists in the state of Ein Sof. And only the person has to discover that reality. When we say, how can I know that the Creator enjoys? We can see Chile, by the way, on the screens, Chile group. So you can know that only to the extent that you accept that correction over you, what the Creator has. According to the equivalence of form, we will be able to recognize the state he is in, the state we are in, and then according to how we determine the state, we can say that the Creator enjoys. I cannot say that the Creator enjoys until I feel in his state, and I feel myself enjoying in his state. When you tasting something or drinking something, I look at you and I see that you enjoy. How will I know that you enjoy? I have to taste this thing and enjoy it myself, and then I will know that you enjoy it. And for me, it is called pleasure. So I have to correct my state so that the same state the Creator is in, which is bestowal and love, I will be in that state as well. And according to the extent of that state within me, that part within me that I will correct so as to feel that I'm in bestowal and love, in there I will feel that he enjoys. I cannot give to him and feel that he enjoys. I must be in it like him. Misha Golub from Kirovograd asks, what does it mean to justify the Creator in practice? What is to justify the evil in practice? What do I need to do for that? Justifying the evil is possible only if a person transcends that evil, even egoistically, in a way that I feel the Creator, I feel that it comes from Him, that He causes it to me. We're talking about Lo Lishma, yet it is below the barrier, Machzom. However, the Creator unfolds along with the evil I feel, and I see that He causes this to me, and it is worthwhile for me to keep feeling the Creator, even if the evil lasts to such an extent that I'm willing to feel even worse, only to remain with the feeling of the Creator. And that depends on how much do I appreciate the connection with the Creator with respect to the bad feeling. So look, I was sick. I needed an operation. I asked the doctors to operate me. Did I enjoy the operation? Did I enjoy after the operation? Of course not. But I wanted it because it is preferable to be healthy. I didn't want to be separated from being healthy. Therefore, I was willing to feel the suffering. Same thing here. It is yet Lo Lishma, below the Machzom. But a person already has one shadow only, which is feeling bitter, but he has a connection with the Creator. That is one shadow, what we learn about before the Machzom. And here, he has to scrutinize and understand how much he is still in self-love, nevertheless. And when he peaks in himself this way, it will bring him to the further states where he will want to be connected to the Creator above suffering, meaning not that the suffering will be there to justify them or not, but one has to exchange the feeling of suffering to the feeling of bringing contentment to the Creator. That is the level of being above His vessels to a higher extent. Meaning, if I felt pleasure in my vessels of reception, now I feel suffering. But I'm prepared for them. I'm prepared for it. In these vessels, I want to feel pleasure of giving to the Creator, which is a completely different pleasure. It's not the preliminary pleasure. The first pleasure is for me. That pleasure is for Him, for the Creator. Meaning I want to transcend the suffering. I don't care about the suffering. I'm willing to detach from referring what I feel to myself. I want to feel in my vessels of reception what He feels. What do I do to Him? So, by the suffering plus providence that one feels, one rises higher, to a higher level. And thus, the states bring one from one scrutiny to another. Yes. Cesar Valerio from Brazil asked, sorry? Cesar Valerio from Brazil. Ah, okay, say it clearly so everyone will hear. From Brazil, he asks, how is it possible to differentiate the beatings that come from the Creator and the beatings that are my mistakes in life, just mistakes that I did? No, a person that starts advancing towards the scrutiny of what reality is, he sees that all his reality is felt within himself, that is all a picture depicted by the Creator to him, and there is nothing that doesn't come from above, and everything was done by the Creator, and the Creator will manipulate to him to do other things in the future, and he only has to accept it with love and understanding that everything comes from the Creator, and on top of everything that happens, he will want only adhesion. That's all. There is no action of man, not in concealment, not in revelation, done by the man himself.
All of our deeds, they're always from the light, by the light, from above. But we're talking about our participation, the extent to which we want it to really happen so and be that way. And by this, we do not change any reality. We merely discover the true reality. I want to first of all say that there are many questions from the States, and there are a lot of friends today gathered in St. Louis this weekend. We see them. Ordinarily, there are four. A question coming from the States. The question is, why does the Creator enjoy us being in concealment and suffering? The purpose of creation for us to receive all the fulfillment. The Creator enjoys us being in fulfillment and in suffering because we have no choice, and only this way can He educate us. It's called the growing pains. It's called growing pains when we're talking about the relation towards infinity where the upper light is in complete rest. The concealment existing in Ein Sof, it is an infinite times greater than the concealment that we have. And therefore, as much as a person suffers, the Creator suffers 620 times more. This is called the sorrow of divinity. And it's not that the Creator enjoys sending a person suffering. He doesn't send a person suffering with great sorrow. He prevents a person something in order to give a person the feeling of good and evil, to grow within him such sensations. The sorrow of divinity, the sorrow of being, of loving and only wanting to give and bestowing, where he has to correct him, where he has to conceal himself upon the love. Because we think egoistically, everything is whole, everything is good, neither whole nor good. As the moment that he has created the creature as a result of love, then that same moment the creature is not in perfection, and the gap of degrees between the creator and the creator suffers more than the creature, and therefore we can't say that he is in good. He exists in good, and only me, poor guy, I'm in bad. He's sitting on a mountaintop in his castle, and everything is great. And I have to climb onto him, passing guards and officers and beatings, and who knows? No. His suffering comes as a result of his love towards me. As a result of giving me suffering, therefore his suffering, his sorrow, is many times greater than mine. And this is what we discover later on. It's called Tzar Ashchina, the pain of divinity. It's like children, it's like parents that have to give their child a certain, God forbid, medical treatment. How it hurts them having to bring him to such treatments, where he yells and etc. This is something that we cannot estimate. Yes. It says that only the surrounding light corrects a person. So what's the connection between the a person justifying the Creator and what happens with him with the surrounding light, the Ol Makif? Where does he get the demand from? The Ol Makif corrects a person. It appears from our better, more advanced state, where we are within our soul, meaning that I merely advance from state to state, from degree to degree. So I'm in a certain degree, and here my Gli is in a certain state with the light that fills us. It doesn't matter what kind of feeling or whatever, but it comes from the light nonetheless. And here my Kli is on a higher state, in a greater state. And here my light fulfills my soul. The light fulfills my soul in this condition. For instance, this is the number one state, and this is the number two state. So if I yearn from number one to number two, which is called man, then in return I get from the second condition to the first condition, Ol Makif. This Ol Makif is the light that exists here within, but shines upon me from the outside. And then he starts to shake me. I have the internal light opening me, and I have Ol Makif, and then both these lights, they collide and they purify the Kli. They make my Kli pure, and then I can ascend to a higher degree. In the same way that the Ol Makif and the Ol Pnimi make this bitush, this collision in the tabo of the Paltzuf, and then the Paltzuf purifies from down upwards, there's the descension of the Paltzufim Tzilut. We have the opposite, but the same action. Meaning I have to yearn for my higher condition. And then, from this higher state, the Ol Makif will work on me, will affect me. Please, internet. Peter from Holland, he's asking, how is it possible that at least from that it seems so, that there are people in the world that do not suffer at all and they have a good life. It's forbidden for us to make calculations upon those souls that exist in bad or good, or cause evil or cause good. Because how can we talk about the upper system of billions of souls that are tied together, that are connected in one system, depending on each other? How can we understand, perceive this now? It's impossible. He's asking like a baby that would want to ask about something that he cannot perceive in 20 years. There are souls that according to their role in the system of Adam HaRishon, maybe their time has not come yet, maybe it's not ripe. There are souls that maybe their whole role has gone by and they're corrected in our world. And it seems to us that they're in good. How do you know what's in a man? We don't have to give any calculations or make any calculations towards anyone, not for the good nor for the bad. Each and every one, each and every moment gets an opportunity to advance. That's that. Yes. Now you've described the state in which a person feels suffering, and he's ready to transcend that suffering only in order to feel the Creator. Now, my question is, we nonetheless learn that all the suffering that comes to us, what we feel, it is because we're not in balance with the system in which the souls exist in. And the Adam HaRishon broken between the souls. So how do we add, nonetheless, this old Mekif there? You're right. The question is, we see that the whole world is in suffering. There are beatings, global beatings that the whole world is going through. And we say that the whole world is in disbalance with nature, where nature is the creator. And besides, each and every one in his private fashion, he is not in balance with the creator. He has not yet reached the equivalence of form called balance. And the general law is to bring all of creation to balance. We see that also in our world and in all the systems we see in nature, everything yearns for balance, because this is the best possible state. If I am in equivalence with my environment, warm, cold, pressures, according to each parameter that a creature feels, he wants to be like his environment. And this way, he does not feel the gap between him and the environment, and then there are no powers that work from within him outwards or from outwards upon him. And then that convenience, the good tranquility is felt in all our systems, mentally, physically, psychologically, in every possible way, we then feel ourselves well. So there is the general and particular providence. The general providence is in which the world, in general, advances in its own pace towards correction, and the whole world is one system. In this system, like in our body, there are many parts, although this is a united system, unified system. It's a uniform system in which each and every part advances according to its own speed and its form. And let's say this is the liver, this is the heart, these are hands, etc., etc. So each one Like an embryo. You saw an embryo in its mother's womb, the way it lays there in the womb. How does it grow? First of all, this part, then that part, first this, then that, etc. There are different systems there that aren't precisely according to the order. First of all, there has to be a Rosh, afterwards Toch, and afterwards Sof. No. There are different forms here, such that each part completes itself and it causes for the next part to grow, and the next part for to the fifth part, and the fifth part back to the third part. It's a form that we do not yet understand, because in the incorporation of all souls one towards the others, there is such an incorporation in which there is something for everyone. If I've corrected myself in 1 gram, I've caused all the rest a change by this, but the change towards each and every one is to the extent that he depends upon me and I depend upon him. It's something that we cannot digest. It's possible to receive it in a way that you perceive it on the inside. It turns into your internal system, and as a result, you understand that it is you. It is impossible to perceive it from the outside. So therefore, we can ask, why does it suddenly happen? Someone is in good, someone else is in trouble, and a third is in advancement. You can ask about this. Bala Sulami explains this to us simply. In the article of the essence of religion and its purpose, that it is impossible to explain anything in the middle of the process about the creature or about any other thing that's developing, because we don't see its end. We don't see why does it have to be in such stages of development towards final development, but eventually, finally, we see why it's so, and finally, we justify it, but only from the end. Therefore, all the questions that were asked, like our friend from Venezuela or from Latin America, whether those that feel good, those that feel bad, or you say that in general in the world, why the whole world feels bad, or one person can feel good, or vice versa. These are questions that you can't answer precisely, or questions like, why were there Holocaust, or why do some people have it good and some have it bad? Till you see the whole system, these questions, there is simply they go out without being answered. A person, he's incapable. He doesn't have the inner systems by which he can perceive the system in general and justify it on each and every state. Because even if you would have seen the system, then you would have seen how many things are corrupted and how many things are good. The corruptions and the good things, you would have seen them according to your measure of corruption, not the way the system is on its own. It, by itself, is in the state of infinity and corrected. It's corrected. So we, according to the general connection between us, we disqualify it, or we justify it, or each one towards himself or others, the way he privately sees, he either justifies or disqualifies according to the measure of his correction. We're never talking about the system itself, but everything results from the observer, from the creature. Yes, today, first of all, I'm asking the internet or guests. Rodrigo from Uruguay, he says, although I'm trying to justify the Creator because he is great, there is always a calculation that eventually I will enjoy it because I justify it. And the question is whether this calculation will once come to an end. It will come to an end after he justifies and justifies and justifies the Creator, after he is great. And since it is worthwhile for him, suddenly afterwards he starts discovering that this, he does this in order to feel good, and he'll start to hate this calculation within himself, and to also and to transcend it also. These are stages. Yes. Suffering in general is the absence of the quality of bestowal. So the only suffering is the lack of bestowal. Well, do I need to transcend the lack of bestowal? The lack of ability to bestow? And sweeten the condition. There are so many discernments here that it's impossible to go over all of them, because by us it's the Reshimot, we awaken the light. The light works on the Reshimot and develops them. And each time, as a result of the Reshimot, we feel the condition, we feel how it happens. When I decide one way or another, it's not me deciding. When I think one thing or the opposite, it's also not me. After I have a certain condition, and in this condition, I am in certain impressions, and I think to do things one way or another or the opposite. The Creator, He awakens all of this and all of these doubts and all of these confusions and all of this inner struggle that maybe I have to do it the opposite. It's all of His game with me. What do I truly have to do in that condition, in that state? As much as I dig into myself and decide what to do, and I will do, all of it eventually comes from Him. It comes only from Him. And what should I do? I should only invest powers in the addition of the Ol Makif upon me, what I have just received, and through which inner discernments and whatever I'm in, and I want to decide what's better, this or that. All of this is an inner game. It's truly an inner game. It's laughter. But what can a person do seriously, no matter what he does, no matter what confusions come upon him, to add exertion?
The fact that he thinks that now he has a desire and a chance to decide and he needs to do something, the decision is only the addition of labor in this place, so that the greater light will appear and then I will decide. So you don't start, you don't do anything, you don't calculate, you're not the operator in anything. You only go through it. It happens, like all of your life. But the addition, our action, is only, despite everything that happens, working along with our confusions, decisions, situations, doesn't matter what. I always work to add more surrounding light. That's it. Whatever you decide, every situation is not your own decision. And with this optimistic tone, we go to the second part of the lesson, Talmud of Tenth Tefillot.